I'm Rachel Otwell. This is WUIS. It's been over a week now since an unarmed black teenager was shot to death by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, and the demonstrations have yet to end. Some Springfield residents have gone to join the cause, including Ryan Goodrich, a rapper and hip-hop promoter who's also a community activist. He recently joined me for this interview.
I went to Ferguson on Sunday because of all the stuff that I've seen on the news. I just kind of wanted to experience it firsthand myself. I'm associated with a lot of the hip-hop artists down there, and they're a lot of the ones that are doing the protests and stuff. So I figured it'd be good to go down there and show some solidarity.
What did you find when you got there?
We got there on a Sunday afternoon. It was during the church service that Jesse Jackson was attending. The church was packed. There was people all over outside. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of people. And every person that I saw was smiling, was shaking hands, was asking if we needed anything. It almost felt like a big family reunion. You know, there was a little bit of chanting, holding signs up, stuff like that. But it really wasn't anything like what I've been seeing on TV at all.
And so why is this personally an important issue to you?
I feel like the hip-hop community has been dealing with police brutality for a long time. I mean, I don't feel like I know that. Finally, something happened to where it was noticed and it's getting the attention from all over the world. So I think people are finally stepping up to address the issue that's been going on for years.
One way people are keeping up to date with this ongoing situation is through social media such as Twitter. And there are, you mentioned the hip hop community. I know there's at least one rapper I know has been making, lots of updates, kind of almost reporting from the scene sort of thing. Explain for people this sort of culture and when you say hip hop community, what that means exactly.
The hip-hop culture / hip-hop community is basically just the youth, the disenfranchised youth. Been that way since the late 70s or early 70s. So a lot of us are even older now, so it's not necessarily all youth. I feel like we've been dealing with this for a long time. We are also, as rappers, we're like the CNN of the street. I've heard, you know, people say that before about hip-hop music. Not necessarily the rap music that you see on TV, but the real core hip-hop is just poetry over beats. As like street reporters, with all this that's going on, it's definitely our job to inform people about what's really going on versus what the media describes.
I guess one sentiment that I keep seeing and hearing and, you know, that you've made is that the media is getting this story wrong. Having been there, having, you know, kind of been on the scene on Sunday, explain how so.
The people that care about Mike Brown and what happened to Mike Brown are definitely not the people that are causing problems. Yes, they're very upset and they want answers, but they're doing it in a very civilized, professional manner. The problems are coming from people outside of the community who just basically want to go down there and protest and throw a fit. They're mad at the government, so they want to go down there and act a fool. And then you also have people that are just going down there to party. So, like, the riots are more like after a championship or something. You know, like, I don't know if you remember when the Bulls won the championship or, you know, a lot of different teams, there's rioting afterwards. They don't describe it the way that they do stuff that's going on right now, though. They're acting like we're beasts and we have no rules and we're just running the streets throwing Molotovs, and it's really nothing like that.
What do you feel is the most important thing for people to know about the situation in Ferguson?
Accountability for their actions of authority. If the authorities cannot be held accountable for what they do, then how can they serve us? If we've got a whole community that saw what happened, and they're saying what happened, they're tweeting what happened, they're relaying the message, they're telling everybody what happened. But then when you ask the police force, they say, oh, well, give us a minute, we'll get back to you. We'll let you know when we get the details.
And speaking of the police, you were there on Sunday afternoon, obviously probably not, you know, one of the most heated times, I think, when the curfew went into effect over the weekend and that was being violated, for instance. There was a lot of activity then. But still, just give us a little bit of an idea what the sort of police presence that you were seeing.
You will see 3 to 4 times more officers if you go to the state fair any given night. I saw maybe a dozen cops at the protest. And then later that day when we were leaving, they had Florissant blocked off, basically because they were setting up a staging area because they knew there were going to be more protests that night.
As someone who's been a community activist in Springfield, do you see the issues that are really rearing their head now with the situation in Ferguson, just the kind of institutional racism people are talking about within the police force? Do you see that being something that really hits home for those in the Springfield area?
Yeah, definitely. I believe it was the same week that all this happened, the Illinois Times did an article on how black people were getting pulled over compared to whites a lot more proportionately. You know, people on the east side definitely feel that same disconnect with the police department that the community members in Ferguson feel. You know, they feel that it's a bunch of white people telling them what to do, and they don't take the time to try and understand them or anything. They just come in and give them directions, and if they don't follow the directions, they go to jail or worse.
Fight the power. We got to fight the power that beats.